This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Chris is back from thinkpenguin.com after a bit of a hiatus as you were traveling about the country going to various Linux conferences and things like that?
Well, I actually did, but it was mainly a vacation that
It was an actual... Oh, that's right.
It was an actual vacation.
You hadn't had one in like 10 years?
Yeah.
You're like me, dude, just working, you know, all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm nonstop working and...
But if you love what you do...
I travel a lot,
Is it really like work, if you love what you do?
Yeah, well, I think it is to a degree, because ultimately, usually when I, you know, go to events and things, I don't actually have time for myself.
That's
so
true.
It's like you fly there, you do your event, and then you leave.
Set up
you don't
the booth,
actually, yeah.
You talk to people,
yeah.
You go to sleep, you do it again the next day if it's more than one day.
I don't want to make it out like I'm doing hard work or anything, but, you know, it's certainly...
Yeah.
It's tiring. I mean, it is tiring.
Yeah, it's work. I mean, Daryl and I, we've done lots of outreach booths, and we'll be doing another one coming up at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. At least I presume you're coming along for us for it this time.
Yeah, was planning on...
I have a ticket for you, so I presumed you would be going. But it's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up at the end of this month, August 25th through the 27th. And
sound right.
They are currently experimenting with taking Bitcoin on their website. They've got it set up there, but I'm just double-checking with them sort of behind the scenes to make sure everything's working correctly. So if you buy Bitcoin right now over at nhcanifest.com, you will be a guinea pig. So keep that in mind when you do that. So they just added it to the site.
I would not recommend feeding cannabis to your guinea pig, however.
Yeah, that could be a little
probably not a good idea.
You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live, and we're going to do a couple follow-ups. Daryl, on the way tonight, you've got an update on Pharma Bro.
Yeah.
Now, we did talk about this guy, I think, once upon a time, maybe like a year ago, whenever it was that he kind of hit the mainstream.
Yeah, Martin Shkreli is his name.
There's been some interesting news in his life. We'll share that coming up, but first... From Venezuela, and I believe we talked about Venezuela on last Friday's
show. Yeah, we were talking about, at the time, the upcoming election that wound up happening Sunday, that I believe you talked about Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, we did talk about that, where it was protested. This election was protested
Correct.
By millions of people in the country. Millions went to vote, supposedly, but the opposition says that a lot of the people who went to vote on this thing were being threatened into voting by their government employers. It was basically an election to kind of elect these people who will rewrite the Constitution, essentially?
Yes, and only people that were supportive of Nicolas Maduro and wanting to rewrite the Constitution were able to be candidates on the ballot.
That's not true. There were the people who were in the opposition from the Maduro government there, they protested. They did not run candidates on purpose because they did not believe that this is a legal thing that is happening. They don't want to lend it any legitimacy.
I thought they were simply protesting the actual balloting because they were not able to.
No.
Because I know that
there probably would have been some roadblocks put up.
Right. And, you know, the... looming whenever it's scheduled presidential election.
They may not have one.
Well, one, they might not have one, but there have already been opposition leaders that have been, like, preemptively barred.
So we're talking about,
that's correct.
We're talking about, back up a second, we're talking about Venezuela, right? Because I don't think anybody mentioned it on the air.
I apologize. I think I did it initially, but yes, Venezuela.
Yeah, you said Venezuela.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Venezuela has been mentioned numerous times.
Where it's getting even worse as time goes on. Do you recall, Daryl, last week, what was the...
About 8,400.
Really? Was that low last week? I thought it was like 10 or 11 or something like that last week.
I thought it was 84. I don't know.
So this was...
Now you're having me question myself.
Because last week you didn't remember it either. And I think... Anyway, let's say it was 8,000 to 10,000 Bolivar Fuerte per U.S. dollar. This is the black market rate of exchange. The official rate of exchange, as set by the government, there
ten
is
to
10 to 1. So if you walk into a bank with one U.S. dollar, or excuse me, they won't do it that way. They will do it that way. You walk into a bank with one U.S. dollar, they hand you 10 strong Bolivar.
Yes.
And if you talk to people in the black marketplace, you may get as many, or as of a week ago, you may have gotten as many as 8,000 to 10,000 Bolivar.
Wow.
For that $1. Now, you're looking. You already
I
looked.
Am looking.
You already
I
looked.
Am looking. And I'm just going to say that I'm shocked.
It's shocking. It is 18,982.
19,000.
19,000 Bolivar Fuerte.
It's within the statistical margin of error.
Per dollar, it has, you know, the inflation rate there over the last week has been tremendous. If you bought a sandwich a week ago,
that was a good investment because you would not be able to buy a sandwich today.
You would be able to buy half of a sandwich for the same price today in Venezuela. It's that bad. And if that's not an indicator that the market is not happy with the elections in Venezuela, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Because the government there was, of course, their propaganda is like, the people have come out and have spoken, and they have elected their constitutional representatives, and they are going forward to a constitutional assembly where we will rewrite the Constitution, of course, to favor Nicolas Maduro as much as possible and aggregate as much power to that man as they possibly
right,
can.
But is it really that much different than, say, in the United States, where we have an election might have 20% turnout in a municipal election, statewide election might be 40, might be presidential election, yeah. You're pushing 47, 48, maybe 50% in some states. So, you know, the vast majority of people are not showing up to vote. And let me, you know, sort of explain what I mean, because people might hear 48% voter turnout and then vast majority. Well, that voter turnout is only based off of eligible voters.
That's true.
There are a larger
number
of people.
Registered voters.
40%
of registered voters come out, right? Eligible
voters.
Well,
and again, eligible because
that's a larger pool.
Well, New Hampshire, for instance, has same-day voter registration, so everybody
right.
over the age of 18 that is not currently incarcerated is eligible to vote.
Correct.
So they factor that in. But then you've got the people that, in some states, because of previous felonies, not eligible. People that are under 18, not eligible. People that have not yet met a residency or domicile threshold, not eligible. So when you factor all of those people in, the voter turnout is less than 40%.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's somewhere around 30. And I would say that 70% not voting is the vast majority not voting.
Yeah. The opposition in Venezuela was saying that they believe that it was maybe about 2 million, 2, 2.5 million that went out to vote. The government was claiming it was 8 million that went out to vote in favor of this constitutional assembly. Anyway, now you've got the price of the currency just falling dramatically, and the AFP reporting Venezuela's money, the Bolivar, sinking faster and faster under intensifying political and economic crisis that has left citizens destitute and increasingly desperate. Its depreciation accelerated this week after a disputed vote electing an all-powerful constituent assembly filled with the allies of President Nicolas Maduro, which the opposition in dozens of countries have called illegitimate. On Thursday alone, the Bolivar slumped nearly 15% on the black market to be worth 17,000 to one U.S. dollar.
So I'm on the Dollar Today website, and I was looking to see if they had a chart showing, you know, what it was 1 week ago.
They do, I think.
Right. I thought they did, but I can't get that to open. But I did find, apparently, the inflation rate is calculated at 265.6%.
And that is over what period of time?
inflation is generally calculated per year.
Okay. More on the way here in moments because the rate in the last week has been pretty insane. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More about the fall of a socialist nation into potential complete dictatorship. Right around the corner, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Dinovite .com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. Dinovite.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. not a thing that the Venezuelan people are experiencing right now. Not much freedom down there, unfortunately. Maybe at some point they will get themselves out from under the thumb of this man, Nicolas Maduro, who is set to, bring more power onto himself by this supposedly constitutional process that some people are saying is a bunch of BS. The price of the Venezuelan Bolivar has been falling dramatically in just the last week alone, but certainly over the last
almost
few years.
Almost doubled in the last week.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. It went from like 10,000 to right now 19,000 Bolivar Fuerte per dollar. It's a terrible situation. We were just talking actually during one of the breaks about, you know, how much Bolivar Fuerte does it take to go and purchase yourself a sandwich in Venezuela? And while they did just issue the 20,000 Bolivar Fuerte note, that's their highest level note that they have, and that is essentially the equivalent now of just above a dollar's worth of Bolivar Fuerte on the black market.
Yes.
So that's like 25 bills, basically, if I want to go out with somebody and, you know, like me and my partner. You know?
If you got a $25 meal, if you could find the food. Is
well, no, not, 20, not a $25 meal. I mean, that's like, what, 25? That's like 12-something per person? That's not that much.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah. If you could find the food, how many restaurants in Venezuela are still operating would be an interesting question to learn about.
Oh, that's
a
very good point.
Do they even still have restaurants in
Venezuela?
That's
what I'm wondering. You know, we've read a lot of stories about kind of the fall of the socialist nation of Venezuela, and
right.
One of the
toy stores were nationalized because they were trying to sell things, you know, at what would cover their cost, and they were alleged to have been price gouging.
Yeah, that would be interesting to look at because, you know, we've certainly seen what is it like in the hospitals. It's dismal. There's, you know, a lack of medicine, a lack of some of the most basic medical supplies. Sorry, you cut yourself? Well, you could run some water over it. They still have water there, but...
Do they?
You don't really have...
Is it clean water?
Are we making an assumption here? No. Or?
They must still have water. People haven't all died of thirst at this point.
There's just a bunch of places where they don't have clean running water.
Well, I didn't say it was clean. True.
They probably he did have not water. Say it was clean
that's
or running.
That's true.
Just that they have it.
In some places, at least.
You know, the ocean is right there.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
There's water.
The salt could help with the wound, I guess, if you... Might be one of your best bets, actually, Daryl, is to go to the ocean side and wash up there because there's no antibiotics. There's no, you know, I mean, it's just the basics aren't even there. You can't get chicken easily. You can't get rice easily. You can't get the basic foodstuffs. It is a terrible situation. But we haven't seen a focus article on what's it like in a Venezuelan restaurant where likely every day they're updating their prices. Like, that's almost a guarantee. They probably have a menu that they can easily go through and change the prices on. And they're just...
Or, you know, a lot of the fancy restaurants, they don't even put prices on the menu.
That's true. Maybe they're all going to that.
And then there's the thing of, you know, if you have to ask how much it is,
you can't afford it. So, back to the story here about what's happening in Venezuela with the Bolivar. It is looking really bleak, as it has been, but even more so within the last week since this sort of bunk election that they were holding last weekend. The decline has been dizzying, according to the AFP, yet largely ignored by the government, which uses the official rate fixed weekly. Oh, well, this is news, Daryl. This story is claiming that the official rate is now being changed weekly in Venezuela, and that the official rate is now 2,870 Bolivar Fuerte to the U.S. dollar. That's according to the AFP. Now, that's interesting. Because that information had not crossed our desk in any way, and we've been covering the Venezuelan situation in some level of detail.
Yes.
More so, certainly, than a lot of people.
Is that maybe an error in the
that
reporting?
Is worth looking at.
They may have gone to, you know, the unofficial site and then said, you know, based on that.
I don't think so, because, well, look.
I mean, that would make more sense, right?
We need to dig a little further into that, because that is still a fraction of what the actual black market rate is. But if the government has adjusted from 10 to 2,800 in just the last basically year or so, because it's only been like a year and a half or so since they changed it from 6.3 Bolivar Fuerte per dollar to 10, It took them a long time to go from 6.3 to 10, and now apparently they've jumped it up again. We'll see if we can double verify that. But ordinary Venezuelans, however, refer only to the black market rate that they have access to, which they call the dólar negro, or black dollar. Quote, every time the black dollar goes up, you're poorer, resignedly said Juan Zabala, an executive at a reinsurance business in Caracas. His salary is 800,000 bolivars per month on Thursday. That was worth $47 U.S. at the parallel rate. A year ago, it was $200.
Wow.
The inexorable dive of the money was one of the most discussed signs of the uncertainty created by the appointment of the Constituent Assembly, which starts work today. By the way, Friday today. As a result, those Venezuelans who are able to are hoarding U.S. dollars. Quote, people are protecting the little they have left, said economics expert Astrubal Oliveros of the Ecoatlantica firm. He told that to AFP. But Zabala, who is considered comparatively well off, and other Venezuelans struggling with their evaporating money, said they now spent all they earn. All of what they earn is spent on
food.
That's correct.
What else?
Spent on food. A kilo, 2 pounds of rice, for instance, costs 17,000 bolivars. The crisis biting into Venezuela since 2014 came from a slide in the global prices for oil, exports of which account for 96% of its revenues. The government has sought to monopolize dollars. Now, this is always what the media points to as the result, or the reason why Venezuela is in such dire straits. Oh, it's the oil. The price went down of oil. And so, therefore, Venezuela is just, they're going to have to be eating rice if they can find it. And no, that just doesn't, that's not the whole explanation for what has gone wrong in this
right.
country.
That's the easy explanation, because when the price was high and they were getting all of their bills paid and having extra money,
yep.
things were fine. The price just sort of dropped very quickly, and then, oh, crap, we can't pay our bills. And instead of them saying, all right, we're going to get rid of some of these programs, that's when they started the double down and the spiral.
So wait, 96% is of their government's or the economy's funds come from oil?
That's the claim of this.
Because that's insane.
Story.
No wonder why their economy is tanking.
It's part of the reason for that, though, is
lack
of
diversification.
All the nationalization. It's because.
Oh, I'm sure that's not helping.
Right. Well, the Venezuelan government has literally nationalized, I believe it's hundreds of companies.
Yes.
And they're running them all into the ground. I mean, of course, the government can't run a company.
Right. We were talking about too long ago. And help, before I get into what we talked a couple weeks ago about the bakeries, the United States federal government bankrupted a whorehouse. The United States federal government took over a whorehouse in Nevada, and then it went bankrupt.
Was this recent?
This was in the 90s.
Wow. There's more on the way here. If you can't even sell sex, you have failed.
Yeah. And then
you have failed miserably.
The story we were talking about in Venezuela recently, where they went into the bakeries because some of your sweets have too much, not our flour.
They did that. More coming up.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. To try to understand, to try to wrap one's mind around socialist economics. That's what we've been doing here over the break, and we're
and exchange rates. Apparently, there are two
of them
different exchange rates.
So this is some
that are both official,
right? So this was the confusion that we had in the last segment, where we were in the middle talking about an article from the AFP, which was written today. It was written today, and it's about Venezuela's crumbling currency, the insane inflation rate as indicated by the black market inflation, you know, the number or the pricing, what one U.S. dollar changes into as far as Bolivar Fuerte in Venezuela. And the article stated at one point here that the official exchange rate in Venezuela is set by the government weekly, and that it's currently 2,870 to one U.S. dollar, 2,870 Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar. And that took us aside, you know, back for a moment. We were like, wait a minute, we thought it was 10 to 1.
Right.
And then we go on Google, and you look for the exchange rate, Venezuelan Bolivar to U.S. dollar, and it's 10 to 1.
Right.
But then you go to dollartoday.com, and there's you can see that 2,870 rate for DCOM. So
right.
We looked up
D-I-C-O-M.
DCOM. And then we also found that there's a D. What was it? Pro?
Pro.
D-Pro.
D-I-P-R-O. And I found that because CNBC, the first thing that I saw was an article from CNBC from March of this year that says the Venezuelan Bolivar currently trades, and again, remember, this is March, currently trades at around $710 US dollars per per the DCOM exchange rate and at $10 under the DPRO rate, Venezuela's other official exchange rate.
You said 710 U.S. dollars. You meant $1 U.S. turned at that time into 710 Bolivar Fuerte.
Right. They said the Venezuelan Bolivar trades at 710 USD. So 710 Bolivar gets you one USD.
Right. Okay. Got it. And I've got some distinctions here between the DPRO.
That was in March.
So I've got some distinctions here between the DPRO and the DCOM. So we're going to learn about Venezuela's insane system where one Bolivar Fuerte is worth two different prices according to the government,
right?
Depending on what you're using it for. We'll get into it here. But I want to tell you about a money that's actually sane in comparison, which is Dash. It's digital cash. It is a international cryptocurrency. It's one of those things that sort of spawned from Bitcoin, the granddaddy of all cryptocurrencies. But digital cash is doing something different. They are marketing themselves very specifically as this concept of a digital money platform that is designed to replace cash and to help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast. It can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. So find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and learn more there. We're going to tell you more about the insane Venezuelan money system here in moments. It's even crazier than we thought that it was. But we'll tell you about that coming up. First, we've got Bill in California listening to KVLI. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Welcome.
Hey, I wanted to, you're on this topic, and similar kind of reminds me of what happened here, not to the extent in the late 70s in the United States. We were running close to 20% inflation here in America. Every time you went to get groceries, like hamburger was like 30 cents a pound more each time you went to buy some.
Was that when there were the lines at the gas pumps, too?
No, that was earlier. That was in the 73, 74.
Gotcha.
This was just General Jimmy Carter. They called it stagflation. Wages weren't going anywhere, but the prices were going up. I bought my first new car. I bought a loaded, upscale Dodge Magnum in 1978. It cost me $6,000. That car today would probably run over $30,000. So that gives you the scale of where and then I was making $19 an hour at the time as a journeyman carpenter, too. So you can see kind of my wages to keep up with that, I would have to make over $100 an hour now, for that kind of buying power. But what I wanted to call in about was right now the stock market at the level, the bubble that is about to burst in the stock market here. Since the election or since the Trump inauguration, the market is up close to almost to 5,000 points. I think that's due to some behind-the-scenes deregulating of some of the financial markets in New York. And it's causing this big stock buy going on right now. People are just getting in and out quick, making a quick buck. This is all going to collapse here very soon. And the same people that are going to that took in the shorts before are going to get it. It's going to be the retirees that have their money invested in stocks in their IRA programs, things like that. The pros will all they'll sell out first.
So when you say it's all going to collapse. You said it's all going to collapse here rather soon. Do you mean just the stock market, or do you mean the entire economy of the United States government?
Well, it'll throw the economy into a serious recession, maybe even a depression. It'll probably. I'm saying that the market will probably. It'll start out. It'll lose about on a Friday. The market will open. It'll lose like 2,000 points in the first 45 minutes. They'll close the market for the week. For the week, they'll close it like at 10 a.m. And then over the weekend. The pressure will just build and build and build, and then when it reopens on the ensuing Monday, it'll drop another 3,000 points in the first hour, and then they'll just have to let it go. And at the end of the carnage, we're back down to about 9,000 for the Dow, and then the pros will buy back in. What they sold at 20 when the Dow was 22,000, they sold off, and then they'll buy back those same stocks at pennies on the dollar, And retirees, the middle class that was in the market, they're going to get pennies on the dollar for what they've been investing in all these
years. That may be why some of the older folks in this area have been coming out to Bitcoin meetups that we've been having. We have every 8 days here in the Keene area, and also now every 8 days out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They're having
nice
meetups. And we're seeing a large number of folks in their 60s, late 50s, 70s, that are coming out and they want to learn about Bitcoin. They want to learn about cryptocurrencies. They are very interested. They've heard about the prices that have been going up over time in a much greater manner than most stocks.
On that topic, isn't that kind of, what is a Bitcoin selling for now? About $3,000, something like that?
It's flirting with $3,000 today. What was it, $2,850 or something
about
like
that? $2,850.
I'm worried about a crash in that, too, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's possible. Down
it could. I wouldn't be surprised if it crashed, but at the same time, I think it's going to go up a lot more before it crashes. I think it's probably going to peak out closer to 6,000.
Well, and even if it does crash, it usually then rises again,
right?
Beyond the point at which it had crashed. In one case, it took 2 years to come back from a major crash.
Yep.
But it did come back, and now it's more than doubled, almost tripled its previous major crash rate. And that old crash rate is a very, very low floor. Right now, it seems like 2,000 is the sort of the mental floor, if you will,
yeah,
for Bitcoin.
Well, I think there have been some behind the scenes in Washington regarding our stock market here in New York. Going on causing this recent run up. And
that's one of the problems with the stock market, right?
Yeah.
Is that, if you're not on the inside track, then you're just rolling dice, as far as I'm concerned.
I know that Donald Trump knows a lot of people in the markets in New York and Manhattan. That was his crowd. That's people he socialized with. And I think that those people are really, really making big fortunes right now. And it's going to be on the backs of, the rest of America and the world, too. One quick more thought before you cut me.
Sure.
I wanted to bring up Philippines for a second. You haven't mentioned that in your show. Duterte is trying to consolidate his, the guy Maduro, Duterte is trying to consolidate his power into his dictatorship in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah, and he'll just go out and crack and have his cops crack heads in order to do it. If you want to tell us more about what's happening in the Philippines, we'd love to hear about it, because we have been sort of tangentially following that situation. Hang on, Bill. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. I mean, Duterte will shoot you himself. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to dig into the bizarre Venezuelan financial setup that the government has there. We did not know until tonight that there are actually two different government exchange rates for the Venezuelan Bolivar Fuerte.
Yes.
We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We were just talking with Bill in California. We're going to bring him back on here in a moment. But we were discussing the stock market, and he is predicting, you know, some dire future. He says that the stock market is currently in a bubble, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not a stock market follower type. I didn't even know that it was hitting record levels. Apparently, it is in recent days. And so, inevitably, that does bring about a lot of fear about what could possibly happen as far as the price and, you know, what would happen if it crashed and people lost their savings and investments and all of that. It's no good. So you got to look at other options. And getting your money out of the old money system is now possible. It's so important to point out. That's one of the things that makes Bitcoin, besides the fact that Bitcoin is decentralized and, you know, cryptographically secure, and, you know, it's been around for almost a decade now, and it's amazing and a tremendous success story. It allows you fundamentally to leave the old money system behind, because you can put your money into Bitcoin, for instance. You can learn more about Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. You know, get the basics about it, and even if you're an expert, you can get the latest news and stuff like that over there at Bitcoin.com. But anything that you put into Bitcoin, any money that you put into Bitcoin, it is now out of the purview of the banks and the governments of the world. They don't get to decide. There's no Nicolas Maduro ruling over Bitcoin, or Barack Obama, or, you know, George Bush, or Donald Trump. No one man or group of men is in charge of this thing. And that means that, you know, as far as an investment is concerned, it can do very, very well. Now, it could fail completely. Obviously, anything can happen. But over time, especially over the last couple of years, Bitcoin has been the best investment, as I understand it, on the face of the planet. So anyway, back to Bill. Check out Bitcoin.com if you're interested in learning more about that. But Bill, in California, you wanted to tell us about Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines. What's going on over there now?
Okay, as of, I believe it is around May 24th, thereabouts, he had declared martial law in most of the populated areas of the country. I think he was under the same situation as Maduro is. He held some kind of kangaroo elections there where 98% of the people voted for him. You know. Anyways, the Philippines, there's a lot of expatriate Americans. A lot of Americans go there to retire, or they go there to visit on vacation. He has been running these. He's had this crackdown on drugs going on for the last couple of years, and they kind of morphed into. It started out as just harassment of foreigners and things like that. It has morphed into death squads there. There have been several thousand executions of foreigners of American. I'm not going to necessarily say American citizens or anything like that, but people like non-Philippine citizens there are being dragged off the streets and executed there and left for dead. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because there's a fellow that lives here in the summertime. He goes back to the Philippines in November, spends the non-monsoon season there, and he loves it there. He says that it's a beautiful country. It's cheap to live there. He rents a place for $100 a month and, you know, bicycles around, just running a bicycle and all that. And then he comes back here to escape the monsoon. He's here right now. I talk to him every day almost. But I tried to
It sounds nice as long as you don't run into Duterte's thugs in the streets and they decide they want to shoot you down.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, you could be there. You know, you can just, I mean, he's kind of a tall white guy and stuff. And the people there, about 60% of the Philippines is lives in abject poverty. Okay. There's a huge wealth disparity there.
And there's a huge amount of people there. There's like 100 million people that live in the Philippines. So
why is he killing like non
the whole drug
you know outsiders? Like, why would he want to do that? What's his benefit?
Oh, he's killing plenty of his own people too. Just to be clear, there's plenty of Filipinos who are also being gunned down in the streets, ostensibly because they have drugs and or are a drug dealer and Duterte
or terrorist.
So what's theoretically being gained by him? I mean, personally, he must be gaining something to be wanting
power.
To do this.
He's gaining power.
Right. I mean, he's gaining the ability to.
Headline from RT yesterday, Duterte wants 30,000 more troops to crack down on the Islamic State and other emerging terrorist threats in the Philippines.
Oh, God. Bill, anything else you want to share about this?
I think that what I was saying earlier, he's doing this. He's trying to consolidate. He's trying to form a dictatorship, probably a lot like Maduro is doing. Mm-hmm. And one of the tools you can use, I don't know how much Maduro is doing it, just by breaking the people, by ruining the currency. The other way to do it is to scare people.
Sure. Who wants to run against this guy? Right. I mean, who wants to risk getting gunned down in the streets to run a political campaign against Rodrigo Duterte? Right. That's the kind of idea here.
No. The thing is he wants to create these you know, like the drug problem, the ISIS problem. Like I'm going to be the person to protect you. That's why I'm sending my troops out to kill these supposed drug dealers and these supposed terrorists, okay?
Oh, yeah. He's incredibly popular.
He's not. The people are revolting against it, especially the younger
people.
Are they?
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thanks for the time.
Hey,
thanks, Bill.
I appreciate hearing from you. I hadn't heard about a revolt going on in the Philippines. I mean, it inevitably will happen anywhere somebody is in a position of power like this. Anybody aggregating more power to themselves is going to inevitably sort of the equal and opposite reaction that is created from that is that there are going to be people that are going to push back. And unfortunately, a lot of those people are going to get shot down in the streets by these thugs, by the people who are calling themselves the police in this case. Duterte had said when he took office, you know, that I mean, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. I don't know exactly what he said because it was in a different language, but ultimately, that he was going to forgive anybody or pardon the police officers who were just shooting people down in the streets. So you basically have a Judge Dredd situation there where the cop is the judge, the jury, and the executioner all in one. And if they don't want you around anymore, all they got to do is throw down a needle on your body, and it's like, oh, drug user.
And I speculated that he would, you know, just ex post facto deputize anybody that wound up shooting somebody that was suspected of having drugs. Oh, you shot a guy that had a gram of cannabis? You're a deputy now.
Welcome to the force.
And now, now here's your termination papers.
Give him a new gun.
You're good.
So, yeah, it's crazy. And they've been arresting, of course, also thousands of people. The prisons there, we read a story about the prisons in the Philippines, where it's so bad that they are outside laying down in a basketball court in one of the prisons because they don't have enough room in, like, the cells and the cots and the bunks or whatever. They actually have to they have to lie them in the stairwell. So imagine going to sleep on a stair with a man.
No, thank you.
One stair below you, and another man, another stair above you, or two stairs, you know, however many it takes to fit men into a stairwell.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how wide this stairwell is, because I'm picturing the stairwell here in the LRN studio.
Yeah, most stairwells are not particularly wide.
You know, you can't really have two people walk past one another on the stairwell unless they both turn sideways.
Yeah.
So there's no way I could even sleep on the bottom step of those stairs.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I've seen the pictures.
Oh, I'm not saying you've not seen the pictures. I'm just wondering how wide the stairwell, you know, like, how are the stairs large enough for a full-grown man to actually lie there and actually get some sleep?
I gotta find the picture again. It's just so it's so insane. I will find something here. I'm looking at pictures of just a thronging mass of people in this basketball court. So, I mean, it is just so crazy.
Let's get back to the Venezuela thing that we started the show on, where there's the two different exchange rates that are both officially set by the Venezuelan government.
Yeah, we're going to get back into that coming up here in hour number two.
There's
look at this,
DCOM and
Chris.
The D-Pro.
Look, this is the basketball court where people are. I mean, you can't even count. You can't even count how many human beings are in that photograph. They're packed in so tight.
Yeah, they're shoulder to shoulder almost.
It's insane. 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. More on Venezuela in moments. You can bring up what you want. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate,
then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.